Still getting it.
Nope, that's not what I selected.
Still getting it.
All right, that's going before the show.
Welcome to episode 76. I wanted to say 67 for a second. Episode 76 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I am your host, William, and I'm with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And luckily for you, Stuart, Harold is not here today.
Yay! No talking about the pea that also rhymes with corn. No talking about that. Yay.
No getting picked on.
That's true.
Cyberbullying.
He is a cyberbully. He really is.
Yeah. But anyways, Harold had to work like crazy, like totally crazy. And we didn't want to try to have him come on and if he couldn't and all this and that. So he got a week off and we have a week off from him. So, just kidding, of course, but hopefully.
So this is actually going to be a good show.
Hopefully we'll get him. Hopefully he can return next week and we can have our fun back. But we're going to have some fun this episode. Definitely. We got some interesting topics, but before we dive into those, what have you been doing, Stuart?
I played a little bit of games. Not very much. I tried out the Modern Warfare 3 Elite maps, which you did too, right?
Yep.
I have actually only played one map in an actual match, because that's the one that keeps coming up for me.
There are two maps, right?
Yes, yeah. There are two. Liberation.
And Plaza.
And Piazza.
Piazza, yeah.
And I've only played Piazza.
Ah, what did you think of it?
Playing a first-person shooter after not playing a first-person shooter for a while feels weird. I had to get used to moving again, and taking that extra half a second to aim than I used to. But they're decent maps. I did walk around. It's Liberation, right? That's a
yeah.
Okay, I did walk around that with nobody there.
Well, what did you think of them?
Liberation seems open, and I'm kind of wondering if it actually is once there are other people. So
it's pretty big. It is pretty big for the Modern Warfare map.
Yeah. Piazza is a lot. It's almost the opposite. It's small, tight corridors.
Shotgun map.
Lots of turns. Yeah. Shotgun is your friend.
I was owning with the shotgun. Definitely.
Yeah, I tried those out.
So you think they're good additions, or you think they're just more of the same, or what do you think?
I think they're decent. You know, they're not the best maps I've ever played, but I think they're decent. Now, what do you think about them?
I'm not a big fan of the. I think Liberation could be really fun, but I don't know about the Piazza. I'm not sure. It seems a little more of the same. As far as the Modern Warfare other maps go, it seems almost more the same, but I haven't really played too much or with other people, so hopefully we can jump on that sometime soon and see how it goes with more people. And
yeah, I think Dome is still my favorite map, so
yeah. Nuketown from Black Ops is still my favorite, but So what else have you been doing?
Continually watching more anime. I did find probably one of my favorite animes now. It's called Spice and Wolf. It's about a traveling merchant. And I want to say in like the 1800s-ish, maybe earlier. Back when like castles and swords, earlier than 1800s, sorry. Like castles and swords and knights and that kind of stuff was around. And it also takes place in like in Europe. This traveling merchant one day finds a human form of a wolf goddess in his cart, and they make a deal for him to take her home, which is up north somewhere. And it's probably one of the smartest animes I've ever seen, because it explains how haggling and buying things at the right time and selling somewhere else, how to do that. And you can translate that directly into stocks and out nowadays, and it totally works. So I've actually kind of learned a lot from watching that show. And again, a lot of that stuff is also over my head. Sometimes I don't understand what they're saying. It doesn't add up to me. I'll give you an example. Towards the beginning of the show, they're buying clothes, and they start off buying like they're at a clothing merchant, and they just buy these rags, and they just kind of say like, oh hey, what about that piece over there? Oh yeah, this is a nice piece that a noble used to wear, and yeah, I'll throw it in for at a cheaper price and out, and so they buy all that, which the expensive piece is what they really wanted, but because he threw it in at a cheaper price, They're now planning on selling the old rags somewhere else. So they originally got that a really expensive piece at a much cheaper price.
Okay.
Was any of that over your head?
No, it's just, I'm just, it's an anime.
It is an anime, yes.
I guess I'll just have to, is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
Okay, I guess I'll just
the first,
have to give it a watch.
The first season I was on Netflix. I have also seen season two because I bought it.
Okay, I'll have to.
I bought season one and two.
I'll have to give it a watch to actually, I guess, understand. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but in an anime, it doesn't really sound too interesting. The way you're,
but it is.
I'm sure it is.
You should know this by now. I'm terrible at explaining things.
Oh yeah, yeah, just, true.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's an anime, that's one of the hardest things to explain is anime.
Very true, because, like, so, hey, there's an alien, but he becomes human somehow, and then tentacle pops out of his back, and oh, no. Yeah.
And then there's a girl, and then there's, wait, no, oh, yeah. but yeah.
Yeah, it's...
There's some crazy, so don't feel too bad, animes. Very tough.
Anime is hard to explain. It really is.
Especially the crazy animes that you seem to be watching a lot lately.
I do. but I actually think I'm starting to run out, so. Speaking of crazy anime, I got a recommendation on Twitter from a listener, because he said he listens. Yeah, so thank you, Yojimbo2000. He recommended Corpse Princess.
Is that on Netflix?
That is on Netflix. It is about... This one, I think, is a little bit easier to explain. It's about people coming back from the dead. Well, it's really certain people who have strong regrets, come back from the dead and try to fulfill those regrets no matter what. And some of them might be, you know, I killed this person, so I'm going to kill more people. That kind of thing.
Huh.
And then... then there's this girl. She's also dead, but she fights the bad guys.
Of course.
Because there's this sect of monks that can bind... When... I said this was easy to explain, but yet I'm stumbling. and I got to look it up because I forget names, what they called names. When young girls come back to life, they could be bound to the monk of this sect, Shikabane. That's what they call him, which is Japanese for corpse. And these girls are Shikabane Hime, which is, Hime is Japanese for princess. So corpse princess. The name makes sense. And they fight, they have to kill 108 Shikabane to ascend into heaven.
Huh. Well, I've added it to my instant queue to...
Yeah, I need to learn how to explain anime. I really do.
Well, it's definitely not an easy thing to do.
And we got another anime to talk about, too.
Well, that's later on. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and that's all I've been watching on anime front. But I have been testing out an app, a beta for an app. The Steam mobile app.
Oh, yes, I have that, too. I think it's open to everybody now.
Yes, as long as I downloaded the app, and that signed me up. It can be a very dangerous app, just like Steam is very dangerous.
Oh, it's dangerous because you can buy the Steam sales like anywhere now.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, you don't have to be your wallet is no longer safe because now Steam is with you wherever you go.
Definitely a bit scary.
It is. But you can't actually queue up things to download.
I'm sure that's coming.
You just add them to your list, and then once you sit down to your computer, then you click download. But like your friends list is there. You know, you can chat to other people on Steam through this app.
Text chat, not voice chat.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
At the moment, anyway.
I don't think I want Steam on my phone. Steam voice chat on my phone.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
But I've heard that there's going to be a lot of, you know, there's a lot of possibilities with this. Like Steam, there's rumors that people are saying Steam might get into mobile gaming, you know.
I can see that. And then you can earn achievements.
Yeah.
I can earn hats for my Team Fortress 2 guys.
Especially some of these indie games that are on the, you know, Steam that are also like on the phone or on like the Android, like for instance
World of Goo. That comes to mind.
Yeah, for instance, the Humble Bundle, I've talked about mm-hmm. it before. They now have for Android, Humble Bundle for Android. Where it includes like World of Goo, a game called Osmos, a couple other games that are all, you know, that are on Steam. I mean, you can get it on Steam and you can get it, but it's not you know, these are games that are computer games and then they're on the phone and all that stuff. But yeah, definitely people check out the humblebundle.com right now. I think it's $5.99 and you get World of Goo, which, you know, is I think it's that much by itself on Android Marketplace. I think so. And you get a game called Edge, a game called Osmos, which I have Osmos because it was a previous Humble Bundle, and a game called Anomaly. And you also get Steam codes for those and direct download links. So it's not just Android, you know, downloads, but you get Steam codes for those as well. So it's a pretty good deal. You get the games on your phone and on Steam for $6.
And it is also a Steam item too, because it shows up in your item inventory on Steam.
The beta?
Yeah, the app.
Yeah.
And it's tradable.
Why would you do that? I don't. that's weird, but okay.
It says it's tradable.
Alrighty. Well, I guess you could trade it if you want to. I don't know how that would work. Everybody's able to get it now, so. But it's pretty cool.
I just found that weird.
You can look through games. Yeah. You can do stuff with your wish list. You can buy stuff, friends list, groups, friends activities, Steam news. And it's pretty sleek the way it's set up.
Yeah, it is.
The way you click menu and it just slides over with the options and.
Well, I mean, it defaults to your friends list, which I think is what you would want the app for anyway.
Yeah.
Like it is the initial reason why why most people would get the app.
Oh, yeah, it's like, oh, Stuart's playing Team Fortress 2. Oh, I should get online and play with him. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which we should do that soon, sometime in the future.
We should. Yeah.
Now that I think about it. But, yeah, it's a cool app, and I'm looking forward to them maybe doing more with it.
Yeah. It is a very dangerous app that everybody must have.
Definitely. So what else? What else have you been up to?
That's really been it for me.
Alrighty. Well, I guess real quick, I talked about the Humble Bundle. I did buy it because I want to support the Humble Bundle, because I think it's just an awesome thing. I mean, it goes to Child's Play, and this one particular goes to Child's Play and the Electronic Frontier Foundation. I don't know what that is, but it's besides another charity, but I got World of Goo and a couple other games on my phone, so I'm definitely gonna give that a shot. I hear World of Goo is, I have it on Steam anyway, from one of the previous Humble Bundles, but
what's it called? Electronic
Frontier Foundation.
Yes, World of Goo is fun and very addicting.
Yeah, but so I guess I have more codes to give out if people I got codes to give out. Leave us like iTunes reviews or send us.
Do you want games for free?
Send us emails or even a $10 $10 Kindle card or code for that's like a whole book or a couple cheap books or whatever. That $10, that's. And I mean, I have a bunch of games too. I really do have a bunch of game codes. I think I had. Let me look this up. I think I have like seven codes I've accumulated over the past three Humble Bundles, four Humble Bundles.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation is a group that will defend rights for online stuff.
Okay, then that's that's pretty cool, then. So definitely, people, check out
freedom of speech, privacy, innovation, and customer consumer rights. So they were all against SOPA. So yeah, we're all for them.
Yeah, definitely. And right now the average is $5.99. So if you pay $5.99, or I would just pay $6, because why have 99 cents and have that 1 cent left out? I mean, Stuart, I know you're OCD about that.
Yeah, it's a penny. Come on, pennies are important.
But, you get the Android games, plus you can play them on Linux, Mac, or Windows, Steam codes, or you can always just keep downloading them from the Humble Bundle site. Basically, it's unlimited download. So if they're DRM free, so you can put them on, a lap. You can have it on your laptop. You can have it on your desktop. You can have it on, another desk. Basically, the sky's the limit. It's a great deal. I'm just looking forward to. I look forward to all the more of them. More of these Humble Bundles, because it introduces me to a lot of great games that I hear people talk about, but I don't necessarily want to, pay $15 for, like the last one, $15 for like Shank, or, and then $15 for Braid, or, all these other games. I end up waiting and they end up coming on here and I get them all in one bundle. I help give money to charity, and I feel great while I get more games to my pile of shame. So, but anyways, definitely humblebundle.com, and I'm definitely putting the link in the show notes. So definitely check that out, people. I guess for watching, I watched House. This first time I watched House in a few months, really. I just stopped
watching. Is it still House?
It's still House. In the middle of the show, somebody coughed up blood. I'm like, oh, now it's commercial time. I, and I mean, it's still House. I mean, I think I haven't watched the last, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 episodes, so there's some stuff I'm not understanding in the story, but it's still the same, you know, it's still the same recipe.
Yeah.
Something happens, he thinks he figured it out, you know.
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
But won't admit that.
They think it's something else. He does something outrageous to prove that he actually knows what it is. It turns out to be something completely different, and then they finally figure it out in the last 10 minutes.
And he limps away.
Yes. So, definitely not anything, you know, amazing. What else? White Collar, good stuff still. I'm really liking that show. I think USA's got some pretty good shows. I really do have to say. I keep on wanting to make White Collar one of my I recommends because it's on Netflix. But
is it?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. I keep on wanting to do that. So maybe I'll do that. I don't know. My pick does come later this episode. So I don't know. But what else? Watch your pick for I recommend. I guess I really haven't watched much. I really haven't been watching anything. I've basically just been playing games or listening to stuff. I guess we talked about the Modern Warfare 3 maps for the elite members, premium elite mm-hmm. members. I got into the Batman or the not Batman. Well, it's kind of Batman. The Gotham mm-hmm. City Imposters or.
It's called Batman Arkham City Imposters. Yeah, it is under B's.
Okay, yeah.
because I did look.
It's Gotham look City Imposters.
Why is it under B's in?
Well, maybe it's Batman Gotham City Batman. Imposters.
But okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it and it's asking me to take a survey about it. It's kind of interesting. I mean.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that game. What is it? Because I haven't seen any actual gameplay footage.
Well, maybe.
Is it a third-person shooter?
It's kind of like a. Let's see.
Is it a MOBA?
Oh, it's a MOBA.
Multiplayer online battle arena.
It's kind of like a mix between like Team Fortress 2 and. Kind of, let's say, Monday Night Combat, and
then yes, it is a MOBA. Yes, because Monday Night Combat is a MOBA.
I mean, the tutorial basically is like, oh, Batman's got the money for all these fancy gadgets. Well, he can fight, you know, he that makes him able to fight. You know, the way he does with honor and all that. But us, we don't have that kind of money, so we fight crime a bit differently. And basically, it's, you know, you got the big, like, a big tank-looking dude dressed like Batman in a cardboard box that looks like, you know, painted to look like a Batman mask. And then you got the generic, like, kind of regular guy with a big gut. You got the weird-looking female dressed up, and it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy the way they look.
Do you customize your character on how they look?
I haven't come
because I have seen so many different character art for that game.
I haven't come across that at all.
Okay,
maybe wow. It's just not in the beta.
Could be.
There's like weapons, like you get the batarang, you get your gun, you get a gun, which, you know, Batman doesn't use guns, but they don't have the money. They make that clear. You get like a grappling hook. You get what else? You get like a grenade and smoke bomb and stuff like that. So it's kind of silly, and it could be a little fun game, but
yeah, it definitely sounds like fun.
I signed up for it, and I think I signed up for it too on the geeksforthewin@gmail.com. So hopefully maybe we'll get an email so you can jump in on that.
I almost snagged a code, but I was a little slow.
Yeah. But I try to do that. I try to either – whenever I sign up for stuff like that, I try to sign up for my account and for the Geeks for the Wins email. So, if you haven't figured it out, if you haven't done it yourself, we got a code. And if you do, we have a code to give away.
Yeah. Well, Imposters comes out next week, though.
Oh, really? That soon?
Wow. The 8th. So a week from this recording and a day.
Wow, I got to play more of that then, but I don't think I'm going to buy it.
Really?
It seems fun, but it just – there's
– Not $15 worth of fun?
Oh, it's $15? Damn.
I have no idea.
But if it is – well, the thing I think with it is it seems fun. It seems great, but it's just hard to – so it's just hard to pick up an arcade game and hunker down with it, and when there's all these big titles that are coming out and grabbing attention. I realized that because last year I bought a lot of different arcade games that I just never really sat down and played because there was the Call of Duty or the Gears of War or the, you know, Brink. But that was something that happened. And you understand what I mean?
Yeah, it's a game to play during a lull.
Yeah, so probably like around this summer, maybe, if there's not a lot coming out, you can coordinate with friends and all pick it up and have some fun with it. But I definitely would like to hear what you think about like downloading the demo next week.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna look into that.
But it just, I don't know. It maybe it's also the fact that I've been playing PC games so much that when I try coming back to a controller, everything's just feeling so weird. It's just
I had that problem too.
I mean, I was having the same trouble with Modern Warfare, and Modern Warfare wasn't bad on, and plus I was playing on my standard def TV. This game does not really look great in standard def.
Oh, great, because that's what I got.
So I'm going to hook it up to my monitor, hook my Xbox up to my monitor and see what it looks like, you know, sharper, and maybe it'll be better. But yeah, to me, it really doesn't look that great in standard def. But what else? I downloaded a bunch of stuff, and I definitely wanted to play a bunch, but Old Republic kept me from doing a lot. But unfortunately, I did make it a point though to play the Arkham or Gotham City Imposters and the Modern Warfare 3 maps, and I was about to play the Blitz demo until I had some PC problems, and I was like, I have to work on this because I need a PC for the podcast tonight. So that is, for some reason, my laptop wasn't booting up the way it was supposed to. And yeah, that was some stressed out fun right there. But this is proof that it sorted itself out somehow.
Well, those are always nice.
Yeah. So
Real quick, going back to the Old Republic, I finally went down the dark path and made a character sheet in spreadsheet.
What do you mean?
And you're just looking at me blankly. I can tell over Skype even.
I'm confused. What do you mean? Like
where I can look at this spreadsheet and tell exactly what I have on my character.
Okay. So wait.
So I don't like, especially with the moddable items, and you're looking at mods to see which is
okay. Better. That is awesome.
The comparison does not come up.
That.
So what I did is I created a character sheet for my character so I can tell just at a glance.
I need to do that. So you have it on one of your monitors, on the other monitor while you're playing, uh-huh. So you can just pop.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. That really is, because whenever I'm like, you know, do a quest and it's giving me like a mod, like I can choose a mod or a commendation or whatever, I always have to be like, okay, minimize this. See, pull up character info, right click on this. Okay, this one is better than that. Okay, this one is lower than that. Okay, this one is lower than that, but higher than the other one. Yeah.
Yes, because you have, especially with like the enhancements, because that's the worst. Everything. You got to look at every single item and then go back to see which way. Is this better? Is this better? I don't know. So I can now look at a glance.
Yeah, I need to do that. Cause...
And while I was doing this, I'm like, huh, I could just create a full on character sheet to where I can just replace items. And then that will change my DPS number over here and then create the formula to do this and this. I'm like, oh, God, I need to stop now.
So basically you're starting to build the game itself.
Yes.
you should work for BioWare.
Well, before World of Warcraft had that on their website, I had that for World of Warcraft too.
Oh, gotcha. But yeah, that's definitely something I may need to do. I hadn't even thought about that because I have like a moddable headpiece, moddable chest, moddable boots, moddable gloves, 2 moddable lightsabers, not to mention my companions, whatever they have. And
screw the companions.
Oh no, I'm keeping my companion. I'm making sure Jaysa gets her stuff. Gets
okay. I take that back. I still don't have Jaysa yet. So
I'm making sure her stuff gets upgraded and Brunmark. Yeah, I think that's its name. That's the last companion you get. He is awesome.
Is he?
He's a tank.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And well, he's.
Wait a minute.
He's probably.
That's not. I will never use him then.
Yeah. He's a cool character though. He's like a big furry creature, kind of like Chewbacca, but white and different. Different species.
I've seen what he looks like.
Yeah, he's a cool character. I like him. I do like him, so I switch out between him and Jaysa, depending on if I need a tank or for.
Well, once I get Jaysa, Jaysa will never leave my side.
Yeah, but those are the two companions I'm making sure I keep up to date, because definitely would be, you know, because tanks are kind of hard to find, and if I'm ever in a group with people, I can be like, oh well, I've got my tank who's up, you know, who's up to date, you know, as far as stats go.
Yeah, or if you have an Inquisitor, they have a tank too, because that's their first companion is the tank.
Yeah, but my tank is cooler. Boonmark is cool. But yeah, I forgot how this all came up. Anyways,
we were talking about spreadsheets.
How did we bring up spreadsheets?
I did.
Okay.
Because I have a spreadsheet on my character's gear.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, definitely enjoying it. The story. You're kind of on the one at a part where it's kind of slow.
I need to level up because 2 Jedis just kicked my ass.
Yeah. That's why it's great to do some of the side quests or the bonuses.
I do the bonuses. It's just the ones that require multiple parts. I don't usually do part 2.
Oh, I do all of them. Because you get some bank. I mean, and dude, when you level, when you get to the, like the 40s or whatever, you don't have to worry about fucking money.
I'm actually reaching the point where there was a long time where I was worried about money. I was scraping by. I'm actually to a point now. I'm not really worried about money anymore.
How much credit you got?
I know you have more than I do, but I think I probably have maybe 20,000.
Yeah, I bought the class 2 piloting license and a new speeder, and I've bought a bunch of mods on the market, and I got an orange crystal for one of my lightsabers because I thought it was awesome, and the stats were pretty cool. I've been buying all kinds of stuff, and
that's a lot of money.
I have over 200,000 still.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, you keep on playing, and
oh, yeah.
You do some of the side missions, and you get some. And some of the side missions are really, the story's really interesting.
Yeah, I was telling you on Twitter, I don't like Alderaan's planet story.
Is Alderaan the one where there's that one Sith, the female Sith?
No, that was Balmora.
Okay. I was about to
And
say.
I totally got her into bed.
Oh, you were able to do that? Damn.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. I wanted to kill her. Oh, I wanted to kill her. I hated her.
I got her into bed, man.
Well, good for you. Think about what you're just saying. Anyways.
My character's getting more than I am. Oh,
now you've brought the show down. Yeah, I wanted to kill her so badly, and I grouped up with somebody. Somebody asked me to group up from our guild, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to be rude. Sure, why not, you know? And they chose the light side choice and spared her life, and I was like, no, I wanted to kill her. I hated her. So that made me upset. That definitely did. I'm hoping maybe in the future I can see her again and kill her. But I know that's probably not likely. But the story has gotten really amazing. It's unbelievable.
I'm liking the character story. It's just the planet stories get in the way.
Oh, so you're about to, after you get out of Alderaan, Alderaan's the whole, that's the whole Civil War crap. Yeah, that's boring, but it gets, the other world stories gets pretty good. Some of the planets are really cool. Like Quesh looks pretty good. I like the way Quesh looks. Voss looks pretty cool. I'm on Voss right now. So the planet you're seeing now, the ones you're about to go to there after Alderaan, they look totally different and pretty cool in my opinion. A lot more red color, like Voss, the sky is kind of like red, and the trees are like orangey, and it.
Yeah, every single planet I've been to is blue skies.
Yeah.
Birds in the air.
It looks pretty cool.
I'm kind of bored of that.
It changes quick, trust me, and it looks pretty cool. Like when I got, I think, I want to say maybe Quesh is after Alderaan. If not after Alderaan, the planet after that. But you'll get to Quesh pretty soon. It's pretty cool. And then from there, it's some cool stuff. But anyways, definitely having fun with that. I'm level 45, so
five more to go.
Definitely, and I'm so looking forward to the story, and looking forward to doing the Rise of the Rak'uls once hitting level 50, because I heard that's pretty interesting, and that's just one part to that. There's going to be a second part to that, so
it. Rise of the Rak'uls does sound really cool. It's kind of like a Left 4 Dead kind of thing, which that was kind of cool when I heard that.
Yeah, so
you get like flashlights in the dark. Like that's amazing.
Oh, we wouldn't need the flashlights. Just have my glowy red flashing eyes.
Glow stick. Oh yeah. You got glowy eyes. I don't.
Yeah.
I just have a glow stick that I hit people with.
Oh, I've got two, but yeah. So yeah, definitely enjoying that. I've been trying to gather supplies, you know, and I have like my storage locker, or what do they call it in the game? Your cargo,
yes,
whatever. Yeah, I'm trying to get like, you know, 99 of every crystals, if not more, and then 99 of every artifacts, and 99 of this and this, so I can just jump into synth weaving, you know.
And make everything.
Yeah, and make everything. And so far, I've got a lot of supplies, and I'm going back to grade 1 stuff and grade 2 stuff, and they're so quick compared to the grade 6 missions that take like 30 minutes to an hour. To over an hour to do, and like 2,000 credits. It's good to be like up 5 minutes or 3 minutes, and you know, 200 credits. But money's not an issue with me because I'm rolling in the dough. Because the Galactic Market Trade or Trade Network is your friend. Galactic Trade Network is your friend. I've been making so much money on that. So,
Yeah, and I'll tell you when you watch Spice and Wolf, what you learn from that, you can take right into that game.
Alrighty.
Because it'll totally apply.
Alrighty. I guess that's it for what I've really been doing. Not anything too exciting. Just, you know, I guess waiting for the next big thing to happen. I guess Walking Dead's coming out soon, or the second half of the second season's coming out soon, so that'll be exciting. Ghost Recon was pushed back. That sucks. And so yeah, I'm trying to jump back into my 360, but it's so hard to go back to that controller.
Yeah, not much is coming out this month.
No.
Syndicate, I want to look at because I've heard so much about it.
Yeah, the Simpsons arcade game's coming out Friday.
Oh yeah, Final Fantasy 13-2. I've been wanting to get back into 13 for some damn reason.
Why would you want to do that to yourself?
Because the story was not bad and the combat itself wasn't bad either.
Oh, that was a horrible game.
It's just it holds your hand for too long.
I just found it kind of boring and insulting. That's me, though. I don't know. That and I...
Well, you hate life, so that's...
I don't hate life. That and I'm mad at Square Enix because I want them to bring out a Kingdom Hearts 3, goddammit. I want...
Might not happen.
That will happen. That will happen. It's a matter of time. There was a... I think into Kingdom Hearts 2, there's like an Easter egg or something, or alluding to a third
one. I don't know. I never played a Kingdom Hearts
game. Oh my god. They need to definitely bring it HD remix for 360 and PS2 or PS3.
I would totally play it because I've been wanting to play a JRPG for...
Oh, it's so good because it's got the original voices of, like, you know... It's got you go into like the Lion King world and Aladdin and Nightmare Before Christmas and Pirates of the Caribbean and all these awesome Disney worlds. It's just it's so cool. It's such a cool those two games are so cool, and that's the one game I want so badly, and that's mainly one of the reasons why I even got a PS3 was because I thought that was going to be an exclusive. And then Final Fantasy came out on 360, and then I'm thinking, well, I guess at least it's a Blu-ray player. So.
I got a cheaper one.
Yeah, mine does more, though. Anyways.
I can watch Netflix on mine.
Can you play PS3 games? No.
Why would I want to do that?
Because there are some good PS3 games out there. Unfortunately, I've played the ones that I'm interested in. And there haven't been any others that have interested me. But, anyways, give Vic Joe a, you know, aneurysm, if he's listening, I guess we can move into our topics.
Yeah.
What do you have to bring to the table, Stuart?
There's not really an article, it's just a conversation I want to have. Lately I've had an experience with a coworker being jealous of the NPC characters of an online game. And there was also a recent podcast that also talked about this too. So I kind of want to talk about it on our podcast too.
Okay.
I think it's silly. But of course I would.
I think it's pretty ridiculous as well.
Okay, talking about my coworker, let's call her Jane. Jane was getting jealous of her boyfriend playing in World of Warcraft all the time, and she asked me, "Why do people play this game? What is the draw? Is it any kind of sexual needs?" I'm like, "What? No."
Well, maybe. You can't exactly say no.
I said, if there are any, it very rarely ever happens. And World of Warcraft is not the MMO that person would normally play. They would usually go to Second Life to do that. So she got in her head to look online. Which, if you go online looking for something bad, you will find a lot of that something bad, which I told her this.
Oh, and especially if it's a news article, because news articles are always bad.
Yeah.
There's never a good news article.
At least coming to video, to talking about video games, no.
Oh, exactly. Unless it's a video game specific site.
Right. But she's like, what do people talk about on there? Like, everything. Like, you can talk about the weather, sports, TV shows, everything. But why do people do that, though? Because it's interesting. But what?
It's interactive. It's an interactive form of entertainment. Does she not know what video games are? I mean.
Oh, no. She does because she talks about her mom being addicted to Zelda.
So it looks like she's got some hatred towards maybe video games herself.
Oh, no, it's not really that, because she came back this week and talking about how she loved the Skylanders. It was really she was getting jealous of the time that he was not spending with her and wanting to know what he was doing.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know the circumstances. So I don't know.
But in this podcast we were talking about, they had a conversation that sprang from the older public forums, where this dude's wife was getting jealous of the relationship he was having with an NPC character.
Yeah, when I heard that on the podcast, I was thinking, that's ridiculous. Maybe that's the 1%, you know, guy who's like that way, or, well, maybe it's more than 1%, but most people I know aren't obsessed like that.
Yeah, same here. It'd be the shut-ins who don't usually have a social life.
Yeah, who all they do is play, you know, their MMOs, which I do play a lot of the Old Republic, but I do step away and do other things.
True.
I do.
But I'm going to actually come from the opposite angle, too. Not really about an MMO, but an online game. Back when Left 4 Dead came out, I was not single at the time. And my girlfriend fell in love with Left 4 Dead. Like, she actually got an Xbox and Left 4 Dead just so she could play at her house when I was at school. But what I later found out was she was actually hooking up with these other guys.
Wow.
Online.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That she met through Left 4 Dead.
And that's just like, I'm sorry, Stuart, but that's just got to be some bad luck that she actually finds people that on Left 4 Dead that actually lives near her.
Well,
that's got to be.
And she was also, this should have been a clue, a giant clue. She wanted to go to New Jersey without me.
That's a bit crazy. Sounds like it's a good thing y'all aren't together anymore. Because
very true. Because
sounds like what she's a nutter.
Because of where I learned her life went later. Whew, wow.
Yeah, people like that are just crazy. And I've known people who are like that. I've actually dated someone who was kind of similar to that, not with video games, but with like online chatting and stuff like that. MySpace and back when that was relevant. Long time ago.
Yeah, we're not saying that doesn't happen, because we both know it does. Just it's a game. It's entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, just because it happens to a rare few people doesn't mean the normal person's gonna. I mean, if they start to show signs, yeah. But if it's just they're really liking the game and they just want to play it, I wouldn't freak out. I mean. They start talking about wanting to go to New Jersey without you, then you should freak out. But yeah, that's just some crazy stuff. I mean, I do make it a point not to play the Old Republic all the time. I may play it all of my gaming time, but not all of my free time, because I do other stuff. You know, I watch TV. I would have talked about the UFC event with Harold if he would have been here, but I decided to skip that since it would just be myself talking and you snoring in the background.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I do, you know, and a lot of the times, you know, I don't even get on the Old Republic till like, you know, 9 o'clock at night, and I play for a few hours and then I get off. You know, I sit down with the family, watch some TV, I cooked dinner today, you know, did all that cleaning and real everyday life stuff. And then I you know, we're not the pathetic people. We separate our lives with gaming.
Yeah.
And I definitely am going to make it a point to never cross that line.
Same here.
Because that's just pathetic. And even we aren't that pathetic.
No, we may seem like it, but no, we're really not.
No, it's just an act, people. that and low self-esteem. But anyways, I guess, well, I've been listening to different podcasts and trying to find new ones that, you know, aren't really related to like Open Forum Radio or any affiliates or, you know, friends or anything like that, you know, just because I wanted something different. And, you know, I wanted to talk about a certain podcast and I wanted to hear, or maybe I can talk about a couple, but I wanted to hear, but maybe from you, a couple that you listen to that, you know, are just completely that. Not that many people would probably know that because it's not like in our community of OFR, you know. What's Garfinger, the Geeks Gone Raw, talking about gamers, that whole community area.
Yeah.
So, I guess real quick, do you have any that you want to pitch to me? Because I'm looking for a new podcast and. I'm sure
there is,
our audience would love to hear what kind of podcasts we listen to, besides the ones we pimp out on a regular basis.
Yeah, I know. I know for a fact you listen to a lot of the shows that I do. I actually didn't know you listened to the same show that talked about the relationship when we talked.
Oh, wasn't
about
that the Instance Tour?
No, that was Sith Heads.
Sith Heads. Okay, I have. Let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six Old Republic podcasts I listen to.
Okay. I have one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
I have five.
Yeah. And I cut back because I had more.
And that's cutting back.
Well, I had more just because I was all excited about it. And then I decided, you know, they're all really talking about the same stuff. So I cut back and, you know, like the old Republic Radio, I like them because they've got a bunch of unique people and unique personalities and different point of views, and they also do the 101, which helps, you know, with tips and stuff for noobs, and I'm still a noob.
I do subscribe to them. It's just I find their humor lacking.
Oh, really? I think they're kind of funny. I mean, the host overlaughs a lot, but...
I think that's what my problem is he laughs about little stuff that I don't find funny at all.
Yeah.
After a while, that kind of gets on my nerves.
Yeah, but all the other hosts on there are just completely different, and they have different aspects to, you know. That's what, because I listen, and I'm like, I never would have thought about it that way. I mean, they got, like, the one guy who's he's, like, Mr. PvP, and I hear all about that. And then they talk about, doing stuff with guilds, doing, you know, raids. And they all have different characters, so I can get to, I'm trying to think of what kind. I want to make a second character, and I'm having a hard time figuring out which one. So it's kind of good to hear all the little details from all the other characters. But yeah, I definitely had to cut down, and I'm going to have to cut down some more too, but.
There is one that I subscribe to that I really enjoy. Unfortunately, they haven't done one in about 3 months. So, but they don't come out with one every week. Okay. So, I mean, they just may maybe in a lull period. It's called Hypothetical Help.
Okay, I'm searching for that now.
It's actually one of the guys who does the instance, the Old Republic edition. It's one of his podcasts, and the third chair of the instance, the WoW edition, the Terpster.
I've never listened to the WoW edition.
No, but basically, the way Terpster is what's his name? Stephen Merchant. He is almost exactly like Stephen Merchant in his type of humor. It's quick, it's fast, it's British.
Okay.
And they have people who ask them actual life questions, and they make jokes and somewhat try to help that person in a funny-ish way. And it is very, very funny.
Okay.
But like I said, they haven't done one in months. So.
In any others?
I think you listen to all the other podcasts I listen to.
Okay. Because I knew, you know, I took some that you told me about some, and I started listening to them. I started liking them. So I figured if you had any others, I would love to know. So, but I've got that Hypothetical Help. I guess I got that subscribed to. Hopefully they put out more. But November 28th.
Yeah, and their actual past episodes, you know, they're still good. You know, they're not really time sensitive.
Alrighty, cool. One that I just was looking for geek podcast. You know, typing in random words with geeks, trying to find, you know, because we're geeks, and I found one: Geeks versus Nerds. Have you heard of this one?
No.
This is basically this group that's in Canada at one of their at a comedy club. They have events, I guess, where they have debates and they record it, and it's podcasts. The latest episode is Darth Vader versus Spock. Who is the ultimate number two in command?
What?
The one before that, unicorns versus zombies. Which is the most likely to be? Which creature is most likely to be real? Then the one before that, Yoda versus Dumbledore. Which is the best headmaster? Shall I go on, Stuart?
This sounds awesome!
Shall I go on?
Homer Simpson versus Peter Griffin.
Yes. Power Rangers versus Sailor Scouts.
Oh my god, this is totally awesome.
Let's see, what else?
Subscribed.
I've listened to like all of them, because they're like 30 minutes, around 30, 35 minutes, you know? And, I mean, Peanuts versus South Park, Sonic the Hedgehog versus Roadrunner, Batman versus Boba Fett, and this one, Stuart, you definitely got to listen to: Han Solo versus Malcolm Reynolds. I mean, this is just and their opening song, their opening theme song, is basically the guy singing, "This is the content warning for the show." And basically he's like, you know, he's singing bad language and stuff. And then he ends it with "fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 fuck." And it's hilarious. And it's just crazy. I mean, Buffy versus Blade, Smurf versus Fraggles, Indiana Jones versus Laura Croft,
Hermione versus Willow,
Edward Cullen versus Angel, MacGyver versus the A-Team, Master Splinter versus Mr. Miyagi, Worf versus Chewbacca. I mean, this is the show for any geeks. And it's spelled out geeks, you know, geeks versus, not VS, but V-E-R-S-U-S, yes. Nerds. And, I mean, it's just amazing. It's the ultimate.
And looking at this gallery that I'm seeing pass by, they are one of us.
Oh, definitely.
They are one of us.
And Stuart, just download every episode they have, because you're gonna listen to them all. I guarantee you. Because I just picked a few out, and then I was like, I was like, I just want to hear more of this stuff. And I'm thinking, and some of these I didn't really get till I listened to them. Like, I didn't really understand who certain people were, like Ellen Ripley. I was thinking, who the hell is that? And then I listened to it, and it's the female hero from Aliens. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Because I'm kind of bad with names sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, and then Pennywise, I was thinking, Pennywise, who the heck, Penny, that sounds familiar, but, and it's the clown from It.
I've never seen It. I refuse to watch It.
Well, Chucky versus Pennywise.
I also refuse to watch Chucky, so I'm skipping that episode.
Ah, okay. But most, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, the one I haven't listened to is Josie. I have not listened to Josie and the Pussycats versus Jim and the Holograms, because I know what Josie and the Pussycats is. I don't like that, and I have no freaking clue who Jim and the Holograms are. So that's, but Jessica Fletcher versus Richard Castle.
Wow.
I had no idea who Jessica...
They pick the most obscure stuff and just go, let's mash them together.
But when you look at it, you're like, that is awesome. That,
like, yeah, I can totally see.
I want to listen to, Dorothy Gale versus Alice, and, you know, from Alice in Wonderland, and Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. That's just... Or Anakin Skywalker versus Wesley Crusher. Who is the most whiniest?
The answer, Luke.
But yeah, it's a fantastic show, and I definitely want to hear what you think of it, Stuart. And like I said, I've listened to all of them, and it's just fantastic. And unfortunately, they did I listened to Darth Vader versus Spock. They have YouTube videos of their latest, like, two, and Darth Vader versus Spock was on there. So when it released today, I was like, "Aw, that sucks." I've already listened to that, but the one after that is Hellboy versus Wolverine.
Huh.
So I've got to warn you, this is a very addictive show, and it will scratch that geeky spot.
All right, because I don't have enough of those in my life.
But the good thing is, they're only like 30 minutes long. So it's not like...
Which means I'll get through them faster.
True, but, you know, you'll be listening to like five of them at a time because they're 30 minutes long. But, yeah, definitely good stuff. Let's see, what else do I have? If I have anything else... I've been listening to, I've resubscribed to The Social Blend. It's a podcast where they talk about news from social media and stuff like that. And their recent episode, they had this guy, and it's in the show notes over at social-blend. They had this guy who, like, does, like, crazy editing of like videos, and he's able to cut like David Tennant the Doctor, and Tom Baker the Doctor, and put him in, and he does mashups like Star Wars versus Doctor Who, and he's able to put them in where they look like it's just crazy. And I was listening to that, and then I had to look up the videos, and that's definitely a great show. There's some interesting stuff there. They don't really talk about video games. Like I said, they talk more about news and social media and stuff like that. So it's definitely a great change from like the video game or, tech podcasts that are out there. So I would definitely recommend that. And that's basically it. I mean, the others you listen to or they're part of the network. But I really wanted to mention that show to the audience and to you, because the Geeks versus Nerds, because I just thought that was, I thought that was amazing.
Yes, that is. I'm definitely subscribing. I've definitely subscribed to that.
It's like I tripped, fell, and landed in a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. I mean, it was a pleasant surprise. I do have to say that. So, I guess that's it for our main topics. Unless you got anything else.
Nope.
I guess we can move on to the I recommend, which was your
yes,
your
pick. I recommend. Yes. On to more anime describing. I recommended Iron Barrel. What's the subtitle?
Lion Barrel of Iron.
Of Iron, yes.
Yes, not Iron Barrel.
Whatever.
You can't even get your own recommendation right.
Whatever. Yeah. It's about this high school kid who is picked on a lot and doesn't really stand up for himself. A machina falls out of the sky and lands on him.
Basically like a Gundam, a mech.
Yeah, a mech. There's so many different Japanese words for these. But yeah, it falls out of the sky, lands on him, and...
Kills him.
Yeah, it kills him, but it also brings him back to life. And basically in doing so, it allowed him to be able to pilot that mech, and also have incredible strength and speed and whatever outside the mech. But also what came with the mech was a girl.
A naked girl.
She's naked. And at the beginning... In order to activate the robot, he has to touch her boob. I'm not making that up.
See, Harold, I bet you wish you would have watched this, huh? I think he may have made the whole excuse up just so he wouldn't have to watch anime.
Maybe, I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah, definitely pretty crazy. But
yeah, I should also mention that it is rated TV-MA, meaning there might occasionally, I think, be like 3 episodes... Or there's not that many episodes where it does show a little bit of nipple, just a little bit, but that's about it.
And that should be fine for all of our listeners because we are an explicit podcast.
And there's a lot of sexual innuendos throughout the show too. So
definitely.
What'd you think of it?
My initial impressions was great. It's another show with a damn mech.
I like those actually.
There's some I like and there's some that are just like boring. And not to mention the theme song was really just the opening song action.
I ignore opening songs.
It was kind of boring.
I ignore them completely.
Very bad. So I'm trying to ignore them, but it's always good if an anime has a good opening, you know?
I can't think of one that does.
Oh, come on. There's so many good ones. Like, I'm not even gonna dignify that with a...
Because you don't have any.
Dragon Ball Z.
But you even said yourself you didn't like the theme song.
Well, I like the theme song. I just said the one they did, the second or third one they made for America, not the Japanese original, the one where they went dragon, you know, whatever. That wasn't as good as the original, just instrumental. Cool, badass song. But, you know, there's Yu Yu Hakusho. I really like that one. Let's see what else. Trying to think. Trigun's pretty good. There's a bunch. I mean, but the first episode was confusing. I didn't understand anything after watching the first episode.
Which is why I usually give shows at least 3 episodes.
Yeah, it definitely got a lot better, and I started to understand stuff. And it's interesting. I'm not exactly sure if I like it, but I don't hate it.
How far are you?
I'm on like the 6th episode.
Okay.
I mean,
has he?
He just can't catch a break. Gone?
No.
He just can't. I mean. Whether it
has he moved in with the with the military group yet? Yeah. Okay.
And I mean, like the president put him in all those where he kept getting rushed to the, you know, I guess hospital.
The president has to be my favorite character because he puts him in the situations to get him beat up, to get him smacked by the women.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I'm gonna keep watching it because I'm not sure if I don't hate it. I know that for a fact. I know I don't hate it because I wouldn't keep watching it. But I'm not sure whether I like it or I'm just trying to figure out where it's going.
And well, it's also one of the shows that by the end, almost every single female in the show likes the main character and has a crush on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it makes it interesting.
I'm not sure I could see that because everybody hates him right now.
I was kind of surprised to see the one that hated him the most actually did have a crush on him.
What, the female twin?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's crazy because she really does hate him. But... And that was disturbing to see her dressed up as like a boy and her twin brother dressed up in that dress. That was creepy.
Well, they both look exactly alike.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, wait, that's the brother.
And the only way you can tell them apart is when he put the hairpin in her hair.
And I've noticed she's kept it.
She keeps it throughout the entire show.
Yeah, I've noticed that. So I have noticed that she, you know, I've noticed she's kept it, and I was thinking maybe that leads to something, and I guess it does.
It doesn't play out as much as it does the other ones, and I didn't even realize it until she mentioned something kind of offhand on like the last or show episode.
Hmm. Yeah. But yeah, if you're into anime, I definitely guess this would be one to watch and definitely give like three episodes because they're what, 20, 30 minutes long?
Yeah, 25 minutes long.
25, 24.
Yeah. Well, most of them are 24 minutes long.
Yeah, so it definitely gets better. And at the beginning, I was just like, dude, why do you keep fighting in civilization? Why don't you just lead the other mechs to like...
Yeah, that's actually why I said get past episode, like the third episode.
Yeah, I'm like...
Because it's frustrating because he keeps doing that.
And I'm glad they address that in the show because normally they don't. They're just like, yay, awesome, he defeated the enemy and... It's like, yeah, but what happened to all those buildings destroyed? That's normally what happened. You know, you normally think in that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm really glad they address it. They actually address it in the show that you're destroying buildings and killing people, most likely. You got to stop that. You're not really much of a hero, but.
And they don't call him a hero either.
Yeah. So definitely, I will put this in the show notes. Link to it on Netflix so you people can just come to the site, click the show notes, and see the link to this. And most likely going to be a short show note since we didn't really have much to really... No real articles from any other sites or anything like that, so...
Yeah.
But I guess what my choice for next week... Let's see. Where... My choice will be a zombie movie.
Okay.
It's called Tokyo Zombie.
I spelled Tokyo wrong. I spelled Tokyo.
T-O-K-Y-O.
I forgot the first O. All right. Tokyo Zombie. This looks bad.
I've watched this before. It's
got 2 stars.
No, for you maybe, but under me, under my, it says I have 4. It's 4 stars for me. So
really, it's 2 stars for me. So,
but it's about it's you know, zombies happen in Tokyo, and well, all over the world actually. But these people are in Tokyo. It's Japanese, but there's voiceovers. And it's not that bad. It's not as bad as one might think. So
Japanese and zombie movies.
And it's this movie is goofy. That's what it says on Netflix.
Yes, I do see that. It's goofy.
So if you're listening, Harold, this will also be in the show notes. Tokyo Zombie. We'll be talking about zombies. A zombie movie. So
all right.
I definitely. And it says average ratings, 3.1 stars.
3.1.
Yeah, so. But I'm definitely...
1.9 for me.
I'm definitely looking forward to hearing what y'all have to say about this.
Netflix is always right when it comes to that stuff, too.
I'm thinking you might be sort of shocked a bit, Stuart.
We'll see.
Alrighty. I guess it's time for the Geek Question of the Week.
Yes, Geek Question of the Week. was if you could, quote unquote, date any three celebrities, which would they be?
I want to hear yours, Stuart.
Mine. Okay. These are in no order at all. First one, even though I hate country music, Taylor Swift is hot.
Okay.
So, and for next one, when I was younger, probably middle school-ish, I think, I had the biggest crush on Hillary Duff.
You're not alone.
Yeah, I so, you know, and she doesn't look bad now either. So, Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
And then for my...
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, but she's married. Sadly. Sadly.
That was not one of the requirements. That was nowhere near any of the requirements.
Oh, so you're a homewrecker, are you? You better watch out. She's married to a Canadian billionaire.
He's a hockey player, isn't he?
But he's from a money family. A family with money.
He's also an athlete of some kind.
Yeah, so that's two strikes against, you know.
Hey, if she knocks on my door, I am not going to say no.
Of course not. No one in their right mind would.
And for my third one, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I wouldn't have expected that one.
Yeah, she's hot. She really is.
Okay.
Now, I want to, if we kept Harold's original, which was sex with, Megan Fox would be on that list.
Oh, I couldn't. No.
But since we changed it to date to make it a little bit more broad, Megan Fox seems like a bitch. So.
Yeah.
So she did not make the list at all.
Alrighty.
Alright, what are yours?
Okay. Mine.
Hold on. Let me open up IMDb.
Oh, I'm going to send you images.
Okay.
Okay, mine would, my first, not no particular order, of course, Kat Dennings.
You're right. You gotta send me an image.
She's from Two Broke Girls. She's from the...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you could definitely...
Alrighty.
You can see there, that, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't find a great picture of... Hold on. Okay, let me find, I guess, that this picture. And this particular redhead, you know, the redheaded Emma Stone.
Okay.
No blonde Emma Stone, no, redhead.
Yeah, redhead.
Redhead, yeah. Is where...
She looked weird as she looks weird as blonde.
Yes, redhead is where it's at. And I'm looking forward to, you know, the Spider-Man movie, but still, her as a redhead, I think she would have been a way better Mary Jane. Because she got some...
But it's Spider-Man in high school.
I know,
but... And high school wasn't and Mary Jane wasn't in high school with Peter Parker.
Yes, but they're not going to just make one movie and call it quits.
True, yeah.
And she's got some sass to her. Definitely does. And I guess my third one is another redhead.
If it's the one that's actually my number four.
It is.
You're right.
I'm
it
pretty
is.
Sure. Karen.
Yeah, you're
Gillan.
Right. Karen Gillan. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because, and I mean, need I say more? I mean.
No, you don't. Like she is on the list, just not top three.
Definitely, but I have a thing for redheads, and so...
Here's the thing, I didn't used to, but recently it became a thing.
Oh, I'm the same way, within the last, like, year or two. Mainly, I guess, because Emma Stone and Karen Gillan, and...
I want to say, yeah!
And
then just all of a sudden, redheads look a lot hotter.
Yeah, but, so, you know, and also Kat Dennings, you can't, you know, you can definitely see why I would...
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
I mean, this picture of her, she's staring into my soul right now.
Definitely. And, and you know, back when I saw the 40-year-old virgin, I was like, damn, she's hot. And yeah, you know.
She was in that movie, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, and she was in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which I really like that movie.
That's a Michael Cera movie, isn't it?
Yeah, Michael Cera and her.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's a good movie. It's definitely a good movie, and she's in it, so it definitely you can see why I like that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's on Netflix. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is, but no, it's not anymore. Damn. I was thinking I wanted to watch that again. Because there's certain scenes where you see not everything, but some stuff.
Do you get side boob?
I think so. Maybe. Yeah, kind of.
Excellent.
But, so yeah, I'm kind of glad we didn't. Your picks were,
totally different.
Yeah, I would agree with Hillary Duff, and that's probably it. I'm not a bit.
No.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. No.
Like I said, I totally hate country music, but she's totally hot.
Yeah, she's hot, but her personality. I just don't think I would get along with her personality on a date. She seems kind of too goody-goody. The goody-goody.
I don't see a problem with that at all.
Goody-goody country girl.
I don't see a problem with that at all.
Oh, come on. I want a girl who's not goody-goody.
No. Goody-goody in public. Not so much when you're not in public. Just saying.
But she seems like someone who would be goody-goody all the time. That's just.
You know what? The nice ones are usually the freakiest.
Not really. I've never noticed that, but personally.
You haven't met the right woman.
Well, I met a few good ones, but they were never really nice. But anyways, that's a different story for a different podcast that will never happen probably. Who knows? But I guess you said we have two people who responded?
Three, but one of them really didn't answer, so we're going to ignore Knox.
Yes. Sorry, Knox, you didn't answer.
You didn't answer.
So we're not even going to read your Twitter reply.
All right. First one is from our second listener, other than Fadios, he also listens. Being an older listener and assuming I/they was/are rich and single, Sandra Bolt Bullock. Okay. A little old for me, but yeah. Salma Hayek. Again, a little old, but all right. Yeah. Okay. I can see it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to butcher this name. Misaki Ito.
Bless you.
Yeah. I had to look her up. Oh, my God.
You got a link?
I do. It is in the chat now.
Yeah, not bad.
I think she's fucking stunning.
Yeah, but not bad. I could see that, but I still stick by my three choices.
Also, I'm also looking at all the pictures of her, not just that one. Yeah. If you type her name in, my God, she is stunning.
I still stick by my choices, though.
I do too.
Because different things and all.
But yes, Misaki Ito is a Japanese actress / model.
First thing that popped up when I typed Misaki Ito or whatever was plastic surgery.
That's weird.
I know.
She doesn't look like she's had any.
I know. That's weird. the auto, auto fill in plastic surgery. So I don't know. But
yeah, she's a Japanese actress / model. She's not really been in anything in the States. But she was in the Japanese version of the Grunge, which is the original version. She played the Sarah Michelle Gellar character.
Okay.
In the Japanese movie.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that, but personally, I don't like, I want a girl who's not too thin, who's not, I'd be afraid to break.
Yeah, I'd probably break her because I'm fat.
Yeah, I want a health, I don't want, I'm not into fatties, but not necessarily, but I'm not just, I want a healthy girl, a girl who looks healthy. A
little bit of meat.
Who's got curves in all the right places, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I definitely know.
And my picks have curves in all the right places.
That they do.
So, what's the second?
Okay. Second one is from Praise5551 on Twitter. Ooh. Or, I'm sorry, Paradise 555.
Okay, that makes Twitter. More sense, because I'm thinking, praise for who the flipping F is that?
Paradise. Okay. I'm sorry. Said Taylor Swift. I agree. Totally agree. Yeah. And Stephanie Simmons, which is Gene Simmons' daughter.
No.
She's had some work done, I can tell, because her lips are way too big.
No, she's I guess she's kind of cute, but no.
Yeah, but, you know, she's Gene Simmons' daughter, so she's got an attitude.
Yeah.
So.
No, not for me. Mm-mm.
Oh, she meets your criteria of curves.
Whenever I saw her, she was kind of skinny.
Really?
My mom watches that show, like, all the time.
I'm not seeing really skinny. Oh, you know, I'm not saying she's fat either, but I'm not seeing, like, you know, like supermodel skinny.
I don't know what pictures you're looking at.
Well, I mean, this isn't the most flattering picture of her, but she's definitely not toothpick.
Ooh, she gained some weight. She definitely has. Because she was...
Like I said, not toothpick, but... And I think she also lost that back, which I think is kind of hot. Like the look where bigger girls get a skinny waist. Like, they don't lose the upper body.
Yeah, she gained some weight, because in the show, I guess she really wasn't... She was pretty skinny, at least from what I saw. That definitely is not a flattering picture.
Yeah, that's what I said. But it definitely shows off she's not skinny.
Well, maybe this, I don't know. She was, though, from what I saw. Back, I guess, when the show first couple years. I don't know if the show is still going on anymore. I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I was just like, yeah, I like Kiss. Great. Gene Simmons, yeah, but I don't care about his life. Honestly, I mean, music's great and all, but I'll pass. I don't want to watch that show. Kind of stupid.
But yeah, I agree with everybody's pick. I do.
I still stick with my three, and
I do too.
And until someone new comes along, I'll stick with my three picks. There was a couple I would have picked. You know, I would have picked Hillary Duff, but I thought she's married, so I don't want to be a homewrecker. And also,
that was never part. That was never in the question.
Yes, but that.
Just which. Yes, but that. Which celebrities would
date? That's my personal thing, though. I couldn't do that personally. Maybe you could, but I couldn't. And also,
maybe they were divorced.
Well, they're not right now, so that's why I picked the three.
It's my fantasy, goddammit.
Yeah, well, my fantasy. I'm not going to be a homewrecker, so.
You have shitty fantasies.
Well, it's if they're happy, I don't want to fucking ruin shit. But another one would be Amy Lee from Evanescence. I don't know if you know who. You seriously don't know who Amy Lee from Evanescence? Okay.
No, I think I do. It's just I'm terrible with names.
You want me to send you a picture?
No, I'm looking at a picture. She's got one. She's got wonderful eyes.
She got amazing.
That's the one thing that I really noticed. She's got wonderful eyes, gorgeous eyes.
Yeah, that great eyes and yeah, great voice. And she kind of, you know, almost gothic-y kind of. And that's kind of that's almost a turn on. Dark chicks are kind of cool, I think. But she's married, sadly, so I had to. I've had to switch my celebrity fantasies accordingly. And I'm happy. I'm kind of happy now with the ones I have. So, yeah, that's the question of the week. I guess we really didn't have that many. I really thought more people would have chimed in. You're forgetting Elf. Elf sent one, too.
Elf? I never saw Elves.
Yeah, because she chose, like, the Sherlock guys, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember that now. Why didn't it not show up on my list? Because I totally went through and picked everybody. Why is it not showing up in my...
I remember seeing it, because she only picked two.
I remember seeing it, too. Yeah, she picked the Moriarty guy because she has a major crush on him right now.
Yeah, and the dude who played Sherlock, right?
I don't know if it was the dude who played Sherlock.
Yeah, she picked the Cumberbatch dude. His name's
makes
me think of cucumbers.
That's not what it makes me think of, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's totally not showing up for me, but I totally remember her saying that now.
I'm trying to look for it.
But yes, those dudes.
Yeah. If she's live tweeted a show, we may never find it.
She has, yeah. I tried to maybe I could go through her stuff. Oh wait, no, I can't.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Because I've been scrolling for a while and it's been ten hours ago. No.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would say is it's hard because of those live tweets, but yeah, definitely did not want to forget her pick.
Yes, I'm so sorry, Elf. Even though you probably don't listen.
Yeah, if you do, let us know. That goes with anybody we talk about. If you listen, let us know. There we go. Found it. Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch and Andrew Scott Moriarty on BBC Sherlock. Can I just leave it at two?
Yes, I remember her saying that.
So yeah, that I had to scroll a long way down. A long way down.
Yeah.
And she's got a cool background for her Twitter thing.
I'm never on Twitter.com.
It's like a Joker. Like Joker in a tuxedo and Harley Quinn. Looks pretty cool.
Alright, yeah. It's kinda hidden, but okay.
Yeah. But anyways, what's the question of the week next week, Stuart?
Pull up this tab. I don't know if I've had this one before, but I'm going to do this anyway. If you could pull a character out of fiction to live with you, who would it be?
I don't know either. We definitely had variations of
variations of this.
Which means we're running out of ideas.
I don't know. I could have told you that months ago.
I definitely need to try to help think of some, because I really don't want to ask the audience, because I kind of, I was listening to some podcast and hearing them say, oh, if you have stuff you want us to talk about, what do you want us to, I've seen tweets, what do you want us to talk about on our show? And I'm thinking, that's kind of lazy.
That's not like we haven't done that before.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I want it to be a show where people don't have to. Well, that and nobody ever does, but that's a different story. I really just want it to be a show where people can just download and listen. They don't have to really, they can give us feedback, definitely. iTunes, all that fun stuff, emails, Twitter, participate, but not, create the show for us, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's just lazy. But... So, yeah, you said which fictional character would you want to live with you?
Let me pull up the tab again. If you could pull a character out of fiction to live with you, who would it be?
Okay. That's going to be tricky.
I don't even know my own answer. I got to think about that one.
Yeah. Well, you could just take a variation of this answer and choose Lizzie McGuire.
Little young.
Right now she wouldn't be, though. Come on now. The movie she was in, she graduated high school, right? And was about to go to college.
18.
Yeah.
18. So. Okay.
So I guess now I have to say you can't use that. But yeah, so this definitely be interesting. I hope more people, Facebook, Twitter. Do you post on Google Plus? The question?
I keep forgetting Google Plus exists.
Yeah.
I will post on Google Plus.
We need to make a habit to give Google Plus some love, because I do love the idea of
Google Plus. Release your API. Please release your API.
I'm sure it's coming this year. When? I don't know. This year, most likely. But
like if they want Google Plus to take off, they've got to release their API. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, true. But definitely like to listen. Definitely people give us your answers, because I'm curious, because some people, when we have lots of people answer, there's ideas, you know, there's answers that I never would have thought of. And I'm like, yeah, that would be cool, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Like that Misaki Ito. Never knew she existed. Totally hot.
Yeah, okay.
William disagrees. William is not into Asians, apparently.
But I'm not into sticks.
Harold would totally dig her. Just saying that.
Yeah.
Harold would have totally dug her.
And it's not that I'm not into Asians. I'm not into stick women. She was thin. You could break her.
That's because I'm fat.
I could break her. And I'm not that fat. Anyways. Let's see. What else? I guess definitely we were talking about Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. We regularly, you know, have the questions and post information and stuff like that. I'm going to try to make sure we remind people of our I recommends every week, a few times.
And they are usually, the question of the week is usually posted at noon and 5 o'clock Eastern time every day.
Yes. And I don't know what time I'll post the I recommends, but I will make it a point to post them and remind people about them. And we will make it a point to post on Google Plus. You can, you know, so check those out. Reply to us. You'll hear your feedback on the show. Definitely check out our Android and iPhone app. On the Android app, it's in the Amazon market or Amazon App Store. $1.99. Easy ways to, you know, send an email, one-click email, one-click for Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. One click to call our voice line, and you get bonus content. Plus, you don't have to worry about the show. You can download the show, you can stream the show, and we post lots of bonus content. And if you have the app, check the past, I don't know, 10 episodes, if not more, because there's bonus content on those episodes. Some range from, you know, 10 minutes to even 30 minutes, and we will be releasing probably either not it maybe end of next week or probably sometime end of next week our special bonus episodes where we're going to be talking round table about certain games. Yes. You'll get those a week early, so definitely check those apps out. Our voice line is 1-347-433-5389, and that's 1-347 Geek FTW, and we will play them on the show like we are about to now.
Yes, we've got another segment from Fidios. We should add like a little like English type, you know.
Oh, you see, you had to ruin it. I was gonna say it's from a number we don't recognize. I wonder who it's from.
That's true. We don't.
I was gonna do that whole clever thing, and then you came in and. I could maybe just edit this and what you said out, but that would take more time and work, and I'm just making it even harder for myself by talking.
And you keep talking.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. So this whole thing will stay in.
All right. It's going to play. It's stuck.
Wah, wah, wah.
Why won't it play?
I don't know. Why won't it play, Stuart?
I don't know. I'm totally pressing the play button, and I'm seeing the pause, but the numbers aren't moving. You might actually have to edit this.
Yeah.
Reload.
I don't know. But while he tries to figure that out, our email is thegeeksftw@gmail.com. The website is thegeeksftw.com, and we are looking for writers and guest hosts and suggestions for any ideas you might have for our site, you know, new podcast stuff, whatever. We're looking to do more and get more people involved on the Geeks for the Win team. So let us know, hit us up, and definitely we are looking, you know, we're looking for guests, we're looking for new ideas to keep the site fresh. We're going to have a relaunch, looking for writers so we can tackle the rest of 2012, and hopefully our new site will be launched soon, very soon.
Yes. All right, let's try this again. Let's see if they'll play.
What's up, Geeks for the Win? This is Fidios again, making it 3 weeks in a row, I think. I don't know. you guys were counting. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. You know, because I'm just a guy who doesn't count phone calls and all that. Like other people that have other podcasts, I brag about how many phone calls they used to have, and then they stop calling you and they never leave any messages. Anyways, being that I'm your one and only listener, I'm going to go ahead and start, instead of making phone calls as your one listener, I'm just creating the video segment, which is my phone calls. Can be a new segment on your show. Hope you guys like it. This is the newest version of that right now. The three people I'd like to go on a date with: Alyssa Milano, because childhood crush, always been love with her. George Lucas, not a romantic date, just I want to hang out and talk to him about Star Wars and see what he thinks about KOTOR and the Old Republic and some of the extended universe stuff, and just get some of his thoughts on the whole trilogies that he's created, the changes he's made, and also I want a tour of Skywalker Ranch. I want to be there so we can go take a walk around, look at some stuff. You know,
hold hands.
Nothing romantic, but, you know, to go to Skywalker Ranch, I might do a few things. Don't be sick. I'm just kidding. I know I just got Stuart all excited. He's into that gay porn. Anyways, and about your new host, Pimpleface or whatever, little pimp butt. I don't know what your name is. Whatever you said, I called you, and they defended me that I didn't call you that. I was totally thinking that, so you're right. Like, whatever it was, like, called you something. I don't know what it was. I don't remember. I don't really listen when you're talking on the show. Welcome to the show again. You're doing a great job, Harold. What else? Oh, there was one other thing. Oh, I'll just tell you about it. Oh, crap. I'm going to run out of time right now, so I'll just call you guys back before it cuts me off, because I hate when the student cuts me off. All right. I'll call you back, bye.
He's in control now. He decides
when to... He still had 35 seconds
yes,
to go.
Yes, but the thing is, he doesn't want it to be cut off on Google Voices, you know. He wants to be the one to cut off.
Yeah, and for those of you who couldn't quite understand one of his answers, yeah, he actually said he wanted to go on a date with George Lucas. Just saying.
I Alyssa Milano. I definitely would agree. Definitely would agree.
Yeah, I definitely had a crush on her when I watched Charmed religiously.
Oh yeah, and it's on Instant Watch too. I have it on my queue because it's a good show and those chicks are hot.
Indeed they are.
Alrighty, part two of Fadiosis segment.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, geeks? This is Fadios again, obviously. This is section two of the Fadios segment. I wanted to get a story that's pretty cool happened today. And, you know, some podcasts will do that when they'll sit and tell stories. I don't listen to any podcasts that do that, but I'm sure there's some out there. You might listen to one. But anyways, so my buddy, he's a pilot, and, you know, every once in a blue moon, he'll get somebody on there of significance on his plane. He's had, like, Marcus Allen on his plane once, and a couple other. You guys are not football people, so you have no idea who that is. Anyways.
Nope. No clue.
Right. He was MVP, Super Bowl MVP for the Raiders, Super Bowl 18 in 1983, before you guys were probably born.
Yep.
Anyways, so, he texted me today, and he said, hey, Seth Green is on my plane. You know, Seth Green, he's, you know, plays Joker in Mass Effect, and he's been in a bunch of movies, Robot Chicken, all that. I texted him back, he should make some joke about him being Joker, because Joker flies the plane, and he's a pilot, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, and then I got the brilliant idea of, why don't I tweet Seth Green, because obviously they're sitting in an airplane waiting to take off, he's probably playing on his phone right now. So I text Seth Green, hey, my buddy's a pilot, he said you're on his plane, you should go say hi to him, his name's Jeremy. And sure enough, Seth Green gets up, goes up to the front, asks for Jeremy, and they pop open because they haven't taken off yet. They're still, you know, boarding. And he gets a picture of my buddy, whatever, and puts it up on Facebook and retweeted me. It was actually pretty cool. I thought it was, I'm not a big celebrity guy. I don't get excited about him. But I think it's cool when, you know, somebody, like, actually reads their tweets and then responds. And not just respond, but he went up and he's like, hey, where's Jeremy? And my buddy's like, how did Seth Green know my name? It was pretty funny, so... Anyways, that's pretty geeky. Seth Green did stuff. And I did see him at Comic-Con once. He's probably like 5'1". He's really short. So
that makes
me feel better about myself. Maybe it'll make Harold feel better about himself, because Harold needs anything he can to make him, you know, feel better about himself, because he's like kind of the third wheel. He's actually the third wheel. That's even worse.
Oh.
Anyways, he's a replacement of the replacement. But you guys keep up the good work, and one of these days I still won't be on your show. We'll just keep talking about it every week. This will just be my segment. This will be me being on your show. Oh, I never told you my third person. I don't really care. Whoever. As long as I get to be able to listen to Milano and George Lucas, I'm good. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Wow. Okay. Well,
that's actually a pretty cool story.
That really is. That is a cool story. I Seth Green is pretty cool. I'm a big fan of the stuff he does. But we definitely need Fabios, you need to get on this show. Just so we can have like a segment of Fabios versus Harold. So, you know,
that would be yes. Like,
30 minutes uninterruption, just you two battling it out with words or whatever. I don't know. However it would go.
Will and I will sit back, mute our mics, and just let you two go at it.
Definitely. And that would probably be our highest rated show ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, that was a cool story, and I definitely agree with Alyssa Milano. George Lucas?
Not so much.
No.
Didn't I hear that he actually hates Star Wars now?
I don't know.
I want to say he does. He hates Star Wars.
Wouldn't put it past him. Oh, I'm surprised he doesn't hate he doesn't hate everything he does. Sure seems like it. Anyways, so definitely, you know, people leave us a voicemail. And we will talk about it, and we'll discuss it, and you'll appear on our show. The voicemail is 1-347-433-5389, and that's 1-347-GEEK-FTW. And, you know, just whatever you want. If you have a problem with something we said, you want to respond to us, and whatever, hear us talk about something, our opinions on anything, whatever. Let's see, iTunes reviews, please leave us an iTunes review. We only have 5 at the moment, and no new ones since Fadios actually left us one. January 14th, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Like three.
Three weeks ago. So, yes, people, please leave us an iTunes review, and, you know, we'll be giving away some stuff. I got, like I said, I got 7 different Steam codes for games and the Kindle gift card, and I'm trying to think of other stuff to other giveaway stuff to reward our listeners. And definitely, Fadios, we really want to have you. I know I want to have Fadios on the show.
Oh, me too.
Because it's been a while.
And Harold cannot say no, so he would love to have you too.
Yeah, he can't say no, and, you know, we outvote him anyways, so. If anything, Fadios, you would, you know, I don't know, if anything, you'd be either, you know, coming on because we want you to, or coming on because Harold doesn't.
One of the two.
Either way, sounds like a win-win.
Indeed.
But alrighty. I guess we are part of the Open Forum Radio Network. Network full of fantastic podcasts. We were talking about podcasts earlier that's outside of our network, because we always support our network, and we always, you know, at the end of the episode or beginning also, and frequently we talk about the Open Forum Radio Network, so people know, you know, hear that all the time. But, and we're about to do it again. Right, Stuart?
That's right. And on the Open Forum Network, you can find great shows like Ofra Proper, Poo Your Point, Guide Button, Section Z Podcast, True Tooth the Geeking, The 40cast, Knox Practicast Company, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning, Down All the Brothers, Family Cast, The Geeks Will Win, and Vault Reviews.
And, yeah. Good job, Stuart. First time you've gotten it right in, what, a month? Because
I still stumbled.
It hasn't.
Because the pace hasn't gotten me yet. I haven't found a pace yet.
You can't do it that fast, because there's not that many, you know, we don't have as much, so you got to kind of slow it down.
Oh, Barbara, prove your point. Guide button. Section Z. Truthfully geeking. the 40cast, Knox Broadcast Company, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning, Dan Little Brothers, and the Family Cast, Geeks for the Win, and Vault Reviews.
You kind of sound like that talking horse, Mr. Ed. I'm just saying. Anyways, I guess shout out, Stuart.
Yes, I have a couple shout outs. Yojimbo 2000 on Twitter, because he's a listener.
Yay, and we have two.
he recommended Corpse Princess, which was a good recommend.
And I have it on my queue.
It's very good. And Fadios for being our other listener and for calling in 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Already. I guess for me, definitely shout outs to, you know, the OFRN community, putting out good stuff. I've been listening to a lot of the podcasts lately. I've gotten back into the Open Forum Radio Network podcasts. Definitely shout outs to the Geeks versus Nerds podcast, because that consumed my podcast listening until I consumed all of them except for like one, I think, or two, because I just don't care about any of those two. But great geeky stuff, so definitely check out that podcast. Let's see, shout outs to PSI_Pilgrim, because I tweeted about my dog. One of my dogs kind of wanted to go exploring and made a hole in our fence and scraped through the hole and ripped like a three corner tear on his leg. Big tear. We had no clue. Oh, go ahead.
That would be awful to see on a beloved pet.
It was horrifying, and I was freaking out. And my, you know, they everyone had to calm me down because I was freaking out because it looked really horrible, and I was the first one to actually notice it. No one else noticed it. Didn't notice it, even though he was sitting right next to my mom. And I don't understand how you don't notice something like that. But I was just it was horrifying. It happened on Sunday afternoon, so we had to wait we had to wait till Monday at 4 p.m. to be able to take him to the vet and get him all stitched up. And we had to clean him up, and we went got antiseptic spray, all that stuff, doggy antiseptic spray, and peroxide and all that crazy cleaning stuff, and tried bandaging it. That didn't work out too well. It was just at a spot where you just couldn't bandage it. The vet even said, that's just, you can't bandage it. That, it's just not a spot where you can bandage. So.
Was it too high?
Yeah, it was too high, and it was really big. It was like, I want to say like, bigger than like, it was probably like 4 inch square almost.
Wow.
Ripped. Yeah. And he must have been in shock, because it really wasn't affecting him for a while. He just,
be honest, I probably would have been on the verge of tears if it was my dog.
Oh yeah, I was. I definitely was. But he's been a trooper for sure. And unfortunately, he got stitches, and we got to give him antibiotics, and you know, he's happy about that, because we wrap it up in a piece of sliced cheese, so he gets a piece of sliced cheese twice a day. Horrible thing, he's got to wear one of those doggy cones.
Oh, fun.
So he doesn't mess with his stitches. And the worst part is we have to keep our other dog from messing with his stitches. So that's like a full-time job there. Especially since one of our other dogs is like a motherly figure and always tries licking and, you know, cleaning all the other dogs. So definitely thanks to, I always want to say Deshane, but you know, PS
Deshane, no, Jack Sawyer, no.
Yeah, I mean, are we sure him and Paladin aren't one and the same? I mean, maybe they're related. I don't know. According to Fadios, they're both. You know, PSI pilgrims from Canada, so maybe, I don't know. But anyways, thanks for him for, you know, asking about it and being concerned, and because that was really, really a bad thing. I think I was freaking out more than the dog was. Just because I'm a dog person, you know.
Oh yeah, me too.
I've always had at least one dog, and I have three dogs right now. And you know, I ended up during the, you know, some end of the summer, I ended up losing a dog, and that was horrifying and horrible that I've had for 15 years. And seeing a dog, you know, this dog get injured, I couldn't handle losing another dog that quick. So I'm glad he's doing good. Let's see who else. Shout outs to Harold. Hopefully he's making some extra money for working extra.
Yeah. Being working for a job where we're on call sucks. I hated it.
Yeah, I've been there, and I will never go back there again.
Same here.
Because it's, most of the time they just treat you like, you know, they just treat you horribly. And, you know, but anyways, actually, I'd probably take any job right now. Jobs are so scarce. Yeah, but, you know, definitely shout outs to Crash616 from the Gamer's Garage. He was tweeting about, you know, he says, pisses me off when people bitch about those on unemployment. Don't talk shit unless you've been there before. And then he tweeted, 3 million jobs created in the last 2 years. Where? Please do tell, government. Exactly. Where are these jobs, Obama? You say you've helped create so many jobs. I'm trying so hard to find a job right now.
Did you see anything about the Google Plus Hangout that Obama did?
Oh yeah, everybody went out on him.
Well, I couldn't stay and watch the whole thing because I had to go to work this morning. But one of the ones I saw was a lady asks, like, hey, my husband still doesn't have a job, and he's a really high
he's an engineer.
His resume is really good.
Yeah.
He's an engineer. It's like, really? I'm surprised he doesn't have a job as an engineer of that skill. Maybe you should send me his resume and I'll be sure to get him a job.
No, what she said, you didn't get all of it. She said,
no, I didn't.
Outsourcing. Well, why the hell are they outsourcing engineers, you know, foreign engineers, giving foreigners?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the thing.
They totally did not say that part.
Because I heard that. I listened to Mike Huckabee. He was a presidential, one of the Republicans last year. He lost to McCain in the final, you know. He was the one I was backing the most, but he has a podcast where he releases like 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes in the midday, and 3 in the afternoon of, like, you know, bite-sized chunks and of either political stuff or real world stuff. And he was talking about that. So, and I was like, that's pretty bad. And he said, you know, we're basically about to go back to being, you know, back to our old unemployment, you know, percentage pretty quick, even though there's been all these supposedly jobs.
Yeah, for foreigners.
Exactly. Not to mention all these jobs that foreigners who are here illegally are taking, but that's a whole another can of worms. Anyways, definitely shout outs to him because he brought up some points, and I definitely retweeted those because I'm in that boat. I'm in that boat right now, but anyways, anything else you want to bring up, Stuart, before we wrap this up?
No.
Alrighty.
I'm good.
This has been episode 76 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
Bye!